What do you know about that? Now, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell y'all that I'm going to do a little practicing this evening on this little Selma trumpet. Bless his little heart. Now, wait a minute. Before I swing out, I want to check this little number about Laughing Louie. Laughing Louie. Look out there, gate. Laughing Louie. I'm Laughing Louie. Yeah, man. Now, I'm Laughing Louie. Yes, now. Ain't no fool. Laughing Louie. Boy. Look, y'all. I wake up every morning and I have to laugh because I look on the wall and I see my photograph. Yeah, man, they call me Laughing Louie, but you cats must play yourself because you won't let me swing. Look out there. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right, Gabe. Now, y'all think yourself nudger. But listen, y'all won't let me play some hot riffs for you this evening, and you won't let me sing for you, but you must listen at this beautiful number, one of them old-time good ones. Listen at this.
Take off, Gabe. Mello. Look out there, Pop!
Now get a load of this now, you cat.
Change him, B-Wop.
Little old stuffy, I get it. Look out there, man. You had the beautiful part, listen.
Cry and a creek, quite full, and a quantity money dowsing. Let's go! When I was a boy in the Sourwood Mountains, had a little gal named Silly Lee. We'd go a-walking in Sourwood Mountains. Here's what Silly would say to me. How Silly would say to me.
Quee, quack, quanny, money, danny, money, does it. Quee, quack, quee, quack, whoa. Quee, quack, quanny, money, danny, money, does it. Quee, quack, quee, quack, whoa.
Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, Umba, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, 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 Timberly.
Now, Silly growed up in the Sourwood Mountains, prettiest gal in many a year. I come along, said, Silly, will you kiss me? And she whispered in my ear, she whispered in my ear.
Quack, 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 money, donny, money, does it. Quack, 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 whoa. Quack, 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 money, donny, money, does it. Quack, 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 whoa.
Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, Umba, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, 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 Timberly.
Thank you. Oh, many years passed and we had a golden wedding anniversary. I said, silly, say, silly, do you love me? She replied reluctantly, oh, real reluctantly.
Quick, quack, quack, money, dynamite, money, does me. Quick, quack, whoa. Quick, quack, quack, money, dynamite, does me. Quick, quack, whoa.
Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, 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 Nicodemo. Oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba.
Hot ginger and dynamite, that's all there is at night. Back in Nagasaki with the belts of chew tobacco and the women wicky wacky. They got a way that to entertain would hurry a hurricane. Back in Nagasaki with the fellas shoot tobacco and the women wicky wacky boom. A Fujiyama, you get a mama, then your troubles increase, boy. In South Dakota, you want a soda, Hershey milkshake, 10 cents piece. They hug you and kiss each night, my jingle boy is worth that price. Back in Nagasaki with the fellas shoot tobacco and the women wicky wacky boom. Oh mama, pop that beetle beetle.
She said, I'm Bobum de boo boom de doo. I'm the hottest chicken in this coop. Oh, naggy, oh, saggy, oh, wiggy baggy boo. Oh, da 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 da. Oh, naggy, oh, saggy, oh, wiggy baggy boo. Fujiyama, you get your mama, then your troubles increase, boy. Iskibaddle, 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 nangy, zangy. They hug you and kiss each night, fine jingle, boy, is worth that price. Oh, naggy, oh, saggy, oh, wiggy-baggy, boo.
I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong. And I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, took me out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts. No more is our answer, but so no. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening, I knew I was a genius. What's so strange if you know that you're a wizard of three? I knew that this was meant for me. I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all have to date Graham Bell. They all have to date Edison and also when Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it wouldn't say so. Just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top. Told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no, my analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have a laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
We want cancer, we want.
Thousands of people are singing about the man on the flying trapeze. I am the only one in the world who knows who he really is. Listen. Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn. Like an old coat that is tattered and torn. Left in this wide world to weep and to mourn. Betrayed by a maid in her teens. Oh, this maid that I loved was so handsome. And I tried all I knew how to please. But I never could please her one quarter so well as the man on the flying trapeze. Oh, he floats through the air with the greatest of ease, this daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please, and my love was stolen away. I wept and I whimpered, I simpered for weeks, while she spent her time with the circus's freaks. The tears were like hailstones that rolled down my cheeks. Alas, and alack, and Alaska. I went to this fellow, the blackguard, and said, I'll see that you get your dessert. His thumb to his nose he put up with a sneer. He sneered once again and said, nerds, oh. He floats through the air with the greatest of ease. I pray that someday while he's up there he'll sneeze and fall down and ruin his flying trapeze. So my love will come back to me. Here's how his trapezing act would begin. First he'd balance himself on the bar with his chin. That proved that his real art was a violin. I figured it out by his whiskers. So I snuck in his tent one fine evening, ha-ha, and his bearded disguise I pulled off. And I found that this man on the flying trapeze was that Russian guy, Rubinov.
Oh!
No more he floats with the greatest of ease. This brave herring eater is off the trapeze. He's back playing fiddle, that old Russian cheese. And my love has flown back to me. Ha, ha!
One time there was a mountaineer who felt so mighty brave. He took his trusty gun and went into a deep dark cave. The reason for his venture was a story that he'd heard about a bad ferocious creature called the Jabberwocky Bird. When he got in that dreary cave, our hunter saw a sight. The Jabberwock had seven heads, and each one was a fright. He turned around and headed home, and running all the way. To all the folk who waited there, the mountaineer did say.
What did he say?
What did he say?
The frillic and the slithy toad did gyre and gimble in the wave. For Mindy were the mortal roads, and Momi moss outgrade.
For Francis take a Luca lay, and Prunia's standard snack.
My aim was spoiled by seven heads, but that bird I will catch. Then back again into the cave the mountaineer did go. But how he'd finally get the bird he really didn't know. This time the mountaineer was armed with knife and sap and bait. He had to catch the Jabberwock or meet a sorry fate. Inside that cave the gruesome bird confronted him once more. The mountaineer had seven fits and fell right to the floor. He offered up a hasty prayer and murmured, it's the end. But seven Jabberwocky heads that can't be seen be friends.
Friends.
We're thrilling in this life, so desiring give a little way. We'll miss the in the portal close and mommy mark out grave.
So fast to take a ukulele and prove your standard match.
The mountaineer said, you mean we're proud of the seven heads that wine match. The mountaineer just shook his head, he couldn't trust his ears. The Jabberwocky seven pairs of eyes filled up with tears. The ugly bird broke down and sobbed, the witch made me like this. And Jabberwocky, I must be until a man I kiss. The mountaineer could not resist the bird's unhappy plea. He bravely tucked up his lips and said, you're two and three. Take this seven heads became just one of golden curls. And the ugly Jabberwocky then the prettiest of girls.
The prettiest girl.
Thrillings in the slightest so desire and give a little wave. They miss me in the moral zone and mow me mouth out grave.
Oh, Francis, take a ukulele and throw your standard snatch.
That couple now has seven kids and that is quite a fact.
And that is quite a fact.
Three blind rats, see how they run. Hitler, Benito, and then the Jap. They all started out with a yip and a yap, and they all wound up with their tails in a trap. Three blind rats. From Newfoundland to Guadalcanal, the Yankees chased the Axis. Rudy Toot Toot, they give him a boot. Goes the Axis, a heel and a toe and a pokey-o. Doolittle dooda to Tokyo, booted them on their hidey-ho. Goes the Axis. Mother Goose is busy keeping up with the times. The world has gone so dizzy, she's had to rewrite her nursery rhymes. London Bridge is all blowed up, so the Germans say. And Yankee Doodle came to town, should now be sung this way. Oh, Adolf Hitler came to town, riding on a cannon. Yankee Doodle turned him round and gave his pants a fannin'. They chased him here, they chased him there, and got him in position. Stuck a pitchfork where they should and hurt his intuition.
Good morning, Schickel Gruber. Why did you break so soon? You swore that you would rule the world and maybe the stars and moon. What happened to that super race you had in 39? Mein Kampf has backfired in your face and trickled down your spine.
Oh, where is that Rudolf Hess? Oh, where can he be? I sent him to England a long time ago. I wonder if he stayed for tea.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun when the Germans run from a great big Russian sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, look at them Russians grin. They're dreaming of a red Christmas marching through Berlin.
Once upon a time, there were three bears. A papa bear, and a mama bear, and a baby bear. They lived in the house. The mama bear had made some porridge, but it was much too hot. They decided to take a walk through the park. While away from the house along came Goldilocks. She noticed no one home, so in the house she went. And there she saw three chairs. The papa's chair was much too hot, and mama's chair was much too soft, and the baby's chair was just right, but she broke it all to pieces. Then she noticed the porridge. Papa's porridge was much too hot. Mama's porridge was much too cold. Baby's porridge was just right, and she ate it all up. Then she noticed the stairs up to the bedroom. There she saw three beds. The papa's bed was much too hot. The mama's bed was much too soft. The baby's bed was just right, and she fell asleep. Along came the three bears. The papa bear said somebody was in our house. Mama bear said somebody was in our house. And the baby bear said somebody was in our house. I wonder who it can be. The papa's bear said somebody sat in my chair. The mama bear said somebody sat in my chair. And the baby bear said somebody sat in my chair and broke it all to pieces. Then they noticed the porridge was eaten. The papa's porridge was much too hot. The mama's porridge was much too cold. The baby porridge was just right, but it was all eaten up. Then they noticed footsteps. Up the stairs they went, and there they saw the bedroom door was open. In they went. Papa Bear said, somebody messed up my bed. Mama Bear said, somebody messed up my bed. The baby bear said, somebody messed up my bed. And there she is, Goldilocks. Waking her up with the thought, away she ran, out the window, away from the bears, running, 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 away. The bears came back home and closed their door, and they lived ever happily ever after. And that is the story of the three little bears.
Mickey Mouse, du bist ein Typ, jeder weiß es, der dich kennt. Du hast Schwiss und Temperament, alles hast du prächtig raus, du kleine Mickey Maus.
Thank you.
clock in the hall went rickety rock. It gave three ticks to every tock. The cause of the fun was just the mouse in the clock. The cat and the dog sat down on a sock and hummed the tune of Dickory Dock. They laughed till they cried to watch the mouse in the clock. Then whiz went the wheels, and bang went the weight, and very soon the clock was striking 28. The face of the clock was angry and glum, when suddenly a crash and shook the pendulum. The whole of the house woke up at the shock, and down the stairs they crept in a flock, but nobody ever caught the mouse in the clock.
Heard of it, no doubt. It's over on the Jersey side. It's the home of all the heinies and the land of sauerkraut. Over on the Jersey side, now New York town is most refined. But please don't think that I'm unkind when I say they are away behind. Over on the Jersey side, Jersey, Jersey, I wonder who invented poor old Jersey. The rest of this I hate to tell, but I would rather live in Troy than over on the Jersey, 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 over on the Jersey side. When Washington crossed the Delaware, he said, for goodness sake, why, I'm over on the Jersey side. He looked around and then he thought there must be some mistake, for over on the Jersey side, his soldiers all began to cry. But George praised Jersey to the sky, yet they say he never told a lie. Stepped over on the Jersey side, Jersey, Jersey, they're responsible for lots of things in Jersey. It really wouldn't matter much if George had lied to beat the Dutch. Over on the Jersey, 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 over on the Jersey side. Election time is over, they don't know it, that I'll bet. Over on the Jersey side, that Taft is our new president, they haven't heard it yet. Over on the Jersey side, I asked a Jersey man quite plain which man he liked in the late campaign. He said, gee, we voted for James G. Blaine. Over on the Jersey side, Jersey, Jersey, I could say some nasty things about New Jersey, but once my darling mother said, don't speak unkindly of the dead. Over on the Jersey, 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 over on the Jersey side.
Sure enough, you'll get a thrill. You won't know what you're missing until
you meet that baby.
who's sweet as company when the sun goes down. No one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan.
Soon I'll go to a sunny little spot I know, way down south in heaven, heavenly Dixieland. Oh, let me sing, wanna sing about a gorgeous thing. Wonderful, he's grand, but you wouldn't understand.
I'm so sweet in the kingdom down. She hears up, I'm bringing me back at Susan Brown. Gives you that southern drawl when she comes around. Gets you with that how you all, black at Susan Brown.
Oh, play that.
What
thing.
You think I'm doing?
Who's sweetest company when the sun goes down? No one but that heavenly, like I Susan Brown, like I Susan Brown. Is that off that beat? Makes me shake my feet. Oh, rhythm everywhere. When I get that swing, can't control a thing. Oh, rhythm everywhere. I can hide what's inside me, Lordy, no. When I hear music near me, I go howdy ho. When I hear hot licks, I do funny tricks. Oh, rhythm everywhere, banjira banjira banjo, banjira banjira banjo, bitlili bitlili bitlili, skoom skoom skoom, banjira banjira banjo, banjira banjira banjo, bitlili 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 bitlili, skoom skoom skoom. When I'm here, I lick, I do funny tricks. Oh, rhythm everywhere, baby, rhythm everywhere.
Why, Black-Eyed Susan Brown.
Ma, Black-Eyed Susan Brown.
All right. Hey, hello, 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 and welcome. Hey, it's April now, right? We're deep into it. It's the 8th. And tonight's a special occasion. I had forgotten last week, but this past Monday, April 4th, marked 40 years. 40 years ago today, I got started doing this. I got started down the road of collecting. We'll go into the reason in just a minute. Let me tell you what you heard. Started with Laughing Louie by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra from 1933. A vocal by Betty Holland, along with Red Engel and the Natural Seventh, Nicodemo Nagasaki was the Mills Brothers. Twisted from Annie Ross, covered by Joni Mitchell, of course. That was from 1952. Man on the Flying Trapeze, Eddie Cantor, John Lawrence with a Z, and that was The Mountaineer and the Jabberwock. Carson Robeson after that from 44. A little political sticking there. Mother Goose Rhymes. Yeah, what the hell. Three Bears from Sam Milano, the drummer man. My favorite and yours. And then the Saxophone Orchestra, Dobry. Whatever that means. Something about a saxophone orchestra. That was Mickey Mouse, of course. And then the Mouse in the Clock was Jay Wilbur and his band. Vocal there from Sam Brown all the way back in 1935. Billy Murray then, a couple from him. We heard from Monkey Business down in Tennessee, along with the International Dance Orchestra. Or wait a minute, it's got blocked out here. Come on, get back here. Yeah, the International Novelty Orchestra from 1925, dealing with the Scopes trial, right? Of course. And then over on the Jersey side with Billy Murray, we heard from Frank Crummett riding down to Bangor. And Black Eyed Susan Brown, the song that got me started. I heard it. I fell in love. I said, I have to have more of this. I did it, and I'm not ashamed at all. Probably changed the trajectory of my life, but there you go. So somebody's got to pick up where I'm leaving off, because I ain't going to be here forever. Talk amongst yourselves. I got some music to play.
What? Who am I? I'm the record. Genie the record. Genie the magic record. Why, I can do anything. Oh, you don't think so? Well, I'll prove it. Alakazoot, I'm a whistle. That was easy. Alakazing, I'm a telephone. You don't have to answer that. It's only me. I'm Genie the Record. That's who I am. It's true, I am the record. I'll make you smile and I'll make you laugh as I spin around on your phonograph. Round and round I go. Why, I can go anywhere. Alakazippity-zod, I'm in the barnyard. Listen, I'm a rooster. And now I'm a moo cow. Let's all have a glass of milk. Oh, that was good. Say, would you like to go to a circus? Alakadurkus? I'm a circus! Here we go! We love to see a circus show, so come on, children, let's all go. There's clowns, parades, and funny jokes, acrobats who climb the ropes, elephants and a high trapeze. Oh, every act is sure to please. That is why we love to go and see a great big circus show. I want you all to meet the smallest man in the world. And now, meet the tallest man in the world.
I'm the tallest man in the world.
I'll show you how brave I really am. Hear how I tame the wildest member of the cat family, a tiger. Listen to his roar. How ferocious he sounds. Alakazippity-zip, I turn into a whip. Now listen to the tiger. Here's a magical game we can all play. Now put your hands way out in front of you and clap your hands. One, two, three. Sing a song and clap with me. If I sing and clap real loud, I can sound just like a crowd. Now I'm a music box. Pinkity-ping, pinkity-pong. Now's the time to sing along. While you're playing with your blocks and listening to the music box. I used to work in a clock factory putting tick-tocks in clocks. In the small ones, I didn't use any tocks, just ticks. In the medium-sized clocks, I used tick-tocks. And in the big ones, I only used tocks. Here and there, I threw in a chime. And a cuckoo. A gong. And bell. And when they were all together, they sounded like this. Ouch! Oops! Be careful with that needle. It scratches. I'm sure glad you turned me over. That fuzz on the phonograph tickled. One morning, I decided to go out and get some fresh air. Alakazor, I opened the front door. Someone had left a roller skate on the top stair. And as I stepped out, I slid down the stairs. If I weren't a magic record, I'd have been tattered, battered, and splattered into a zillion pieces. But I just picked myself up and walked down the street. I whistled my magic tune. And children who had never before seen a magic record followed me. I decided to show them something. Alakazippity-zam, I turned myself into a hurdy-gurdy man. Lots more children started to gather as I sang. Everybody sing a song as we all stroll along. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, it's a lovely day. The children joined in with their favorite songs. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. The farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. Stop, stop! I'll bet I can sing Farmer in the Dell faster than you can.
The farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell.
Stop, stop! Did you sing it that fast? Oh, you did. Well, I bet I can sing it even faster than that. Oh, then I really gave them a thrill. Alakazale, I turned myself into a beautiful white horse with a fluffy tail. And away I galloped. Soon I was in the middle of the town. Cars and trucks and buses and trolleys were going in every direction. Oh, me, what a noise! Suddenly I saw a fire break out on the roof of a tall building. Someone had been careless with a match. So Alakazippity-clang, I turned myself into a fire engine! And I, Genie the Record, put out the fire in record time. Now, doesn't that prove I can do anything? I'm Genie the Record, the only one who's ever done real magic. A fire engine, a traffic jam, a magic record is what I am. Round and round I go. Oh, but wait. Alakazoot-kazing, I turned myself into a violin. Now listen closely while I play the song of the hurdy-gurdy man. Now I'm an oboe. Now a piccolo. And the bassoon. A celeste. And now, Alakazestra, I'm a whole orchestra.
Thank you. call it wacky dust. It's from a hot cornet. It gives your feet a feeling so breezy, and oh, it's so easy to get. They call it wacky dust. It brings a dancing jazz. And when it starts, then only a sap will refuse to Big Apple or Shag. Though I don't know just why it gets you so high, putting a buzz in your heart. You do a marathon, you wanna go on, kicking the ceiling apart. They call it wacky dust. It's something you can't trust. And in the end, the rhythm will stop. When it does, then you'll drop from happy wacky dust.
Hot mama serving radishes, octopus, rice, and dried squid. This sharp looking cookie, her name was Suzuki. She served radishes, octopus, rice, and dried squid. It were a moonlight night in Yokohama. I were feeling hungry and wanting to eat. So I walking into a little Japanese restaurant, and I'm sitting down on my seat. The waitress was most beautiful creature. Like G.I. say, she are a cute little mouse. Then I notice how she are constructed. My goodness, she are built just like a brick chicken house. This Japanese babe are a vision of loveliness. I think to myself, gee whiz, hot dog, oh joy. This little cutie pie in sweater are making Jane Russell to look like skinny, underfed boy. So I winking and saying, where you been all my life, baby da? How you like to take a ride in my Jeep? Then she are answering me in her musical voice. She say, getting lost, you little oriental creep. I laugh, ha ha, at this funny joke. Then I say, please, kiddo, cannot you see? I have terrific heartburn for you. You are cold as well digger's knee. And she say, no, no, I'm very hot tomato. Just wait till I change my dress and socks. I putting on crazy red shoes, and we go out and get a double shot of sake over the rocks. Oh, ho, then we have jolly time, Suzuki and me. When I take her home, I feel so tickled. Cause she give me big kiss and say, good night, honey bucket. Be careful, not take wooden nickel. Now Suzuki and me, we are wed, and with great joy I am flipping my rid. I am keeping her from foggy, foggy dew, and she are cooking for me rice and dried squid. 'Twas in Yokohama I met this hot mama who served radishes, octopus, rice, and dried squid. Now this little cookie, whose name is Suzuki, she is fixing me breakfast of rice and dried squid.
Now
want to go back to my little old shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Wahoo, de hoo, to the Petersons and Bjornsons and the Olsons that I knew long ago. Dear hearts and gentle people, I can see those Swedes all dancing. Them blonde girls sure look cute. Oh, I can hear those big Swedes whooping with the hey nanny svenska and the poo-poo padoop. Oh, how I yearn to return to my shack by the river. Hoo-hoo, de-hoo, ya Heddy Jensen's waiting there for me. Oh, holy ye, we'll be wed in Minneapolis sometime next fall. We'll spend our honeymoon in a hotel in St. Paul. I want to go back to my little old shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Where the mackerel and the pickerel and the lutefisk go swimming by. I want to go back to my little old shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Ska-doody-doody-doody, where Heddy Jensen's waiting patiently. She's my sweet patootie. She sits and cracks her knuckles, looking forward to the day. When I'll arrive there shouting, got a pocket full of sense, and for my sweetheart Heddy Jensen, I'll go back to the shack that I built down by the river. Yeah, sure, where life is sweet, and Swedes are always gay. Hey, 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 we'll spend our time romancing each night away. Then we'll go fishing every day. I want to go back to my little old shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Where the mackerel and the pickerel and the lutefisk go swimming by. Where the mackerel and the pickerel and the lutefisk go swimming by.
Twas a cold December evening, and the wind began to blow, and soon everything was covered by the drifting, whistling snow.
I found the valley of the drifting, whistling snow between two great big snowbanks when I opened my door next morning. And for hours and hours I wandered aimlessly through the snow, seeking the answers to the many questions that was racing through my feeble brain. Where was everything? Where was the sidewalk? Where was my driveway? My Olya Lapi? At last I was all tubed out. So I took a shoe of snooze and scratched my head and wondered where to go. Then all at once I realized I was a prisoner here in the valley of the drifting, whistling snow. Then my wife, she whispered to me, I got to go to Lady Day. Shovel out that old jalopy. And she handed me the spade. Now the settlers and the miners fought those crazy Navajos. But I tell you, that was nothing like the drifting, whistling snow. So I took my scoop and started where that old jalopy stood. And after endless hours of shoveling snow, all I saw was just the hood. Then the snow began to whistling, and the wind began to blow. And my jalopy still is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow. How I left my old snow shovel lying there upon the snow. While I went in the house to dry my hands and warm my frozen toes. While I was gone, the snowbank began to grow and grow. Now my shovel too is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow.
The drifting, whistling snow.
Loan shark and interest hound. I have addressed every form of organized graft in the United States. Accepting Congress. So it's naturally a pleasure to me to appear before the biggest. You are without a doubt the most disgustingly rich audience I ever talked to, with the possible exception of the bootleggers union, local number one, combined with the enforcement officer. Now I understand you hold this convention every year to announce what the annual GIP will be. I have often wondered where the depositors hold that convention. I had an account in the bank once, and the banker asked me to withdraw it. Said I used up more red ink, and the account was worse. I see where your wife come with you. You notice I say come, not were brought. I see where your convention was opened by a prayer. You had to send outside your ranks to get somebody that knew how to pray. You should have had one creditor there. He'd have shown you how to pray. I noticed in the prayer the clergyman announced to the Almighty that the bankers were here. Well, it wasn't exactly an announcement. It was more in the nature of a warning. He didn't tell the devil, as he figured to. He knew where you all were all the time anyhow. I see by your speeches that you are very optimistic of the business conditions of the coming year. Boy, I don't blame you. If I had your dough, I'd be optimistic too. Will you please tell me what you all do with the vice president the bank has? I guess that's to get anybody more discouraged before you can see the main guy. Well, the United States is the biggest business institution in the world. They've only got one vice president. Nobody's ever found anything for him to do. I've met most of you as I come out of the stage door of the Follies every night. I want to tell you that any of you that are capitalized at under $1 million needn't hang around there. Our girls may not know their Latin and Greek, but they certainly know their Dun and Bradstreet. You have a wonderful organization. I understand you have 10,000 here, and with what you have in the various federal prisons, brings your membership up to around 30,000. So goodbye, paupers. You're the finest bunch of Shylocks that ever foreclosed a mortgage on a widow's home.
Hep the hooty, you're a cutie-wootie. Hep the hooty, you're a cutie-wootie.
Well, oh, hep the hooty, you're as sweet as honey. Love you better than a fool loves money. Cause cutie-wootie, you're a hot-rooty with me.
Hep the hooty.
Well, oh, cutie-wootie, girl, you're so good-looking. Cutie-wootie, girl, you sure is cookin'. Say, cutie-wootie, you're a rootie with me.
Cutie-wootie,
yeah, you're the finest creature that mice have ever seen. Please stay where my arms can reach ya. Darling, do you dig what I mean? Oh, well, oh, cutie-wootie, you're a sweetie pie. It's my duty just to satisfy ya. Cause cutie-wootie, you're a rootie with me.
Thank you.
creature that wise have ever seen. Please stay where my arms can reach you. Johnny, do you dig what I mean? Oh, well, oh, cutie, woody, you're a sweet little fire. It's my duty just to satisfy you. Cause cutie, woody, you're a rooty with me.
With me.
Cause cutie, woody, you're a rooty with me. With me.
I feel so happy, I want to shout.
Well, tell me, Bing, tell me what it's all about.
I found my one ideal, and this time I'm sure it's real. Yip, yip, the hootie got me a beauty. She sure is a dream. My baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes. She didn't say no.
Cock, cock, a doodle, you're off your noodle. You're way off the beam, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes. She couldn't say go.
Knock me a daisy.
Now what would I do with a daisy all day?
You wear it and bear it.
Dang, you sound kind of crazy.
I'm happy that way. I diddle diddle, march down the middle. And now we're a team. Cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, yes. She couldn't say no. Yip, the hootie got me a beauty. She sure is a dream. My baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes. She didn't say no. Cock-a-doodle off my noodle, off the bean. Cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes. She didn't say no. Knock me a daisy. That sure was a daisy. That one was hazy, but I'm happy that way.
I did a little, march down the middle. And now we're a team. Cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, yes. She couldn't say no, she couldn't say no, no, no.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. Your shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a pig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook.
he can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Answers to the name of Senor Vienega. Makes a living from fruit he sells. Up and down the thoroughfare he walks and yells. Avocado, avo, avo, avocado. When you stop and say to him, how are tricks? Or discuss a smattering of politics. If you seek a reply astute, he will answer you and quote his favorite fruit. Avocado, avocado, beta, green, shelf, and avocado. Senor Vienega is a thrifty man. Got his little family on the five-year plan. He has children of varied size. When you want to know their names, then he replies.
Avocado, 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 avocado.
Napa, mucho, huevo, huevo, hasta la vista, avocado. Avocado.
There's a little driving across the way where he has a standing order every day. It's the dish Californians praise, always find it hiding neath the mayonnaise.
Avocado,
avocado,
a la cassanda, avocado, a la caseta, hate, a la pasquale, cassando, lone company, avocado.
When a senorita comes passing by, Senor Vienega becomes extremely shy. He forgets that there's cash in it, and his tone is often somewhat passionate.
Avocado, avocado. Avocado, avocado. Single centavos, amigo. Play again, please.
If your heart aches and you're feeling kind of low, if love should get you down, go on to Curacao. When you get there, all your cares are left behind. You won't have a worry on your mind. Just go and get beneath a coconut tree. Let a coconut fall on your head. You can have a dream the same as me, better than the dreams you have in bed. Yodelay, yodelay. Second chorus, same thing. Are you lonely for a little bit of love, and want a movie star that you are thinking of? You can see her, get a million kisses too. Here's the only thing you have to do.
What?
Go and get beneath a coconut tree. Let a coconut fall on your head. You can have a dream the same as me, better than the dreams you have in bed. Got
on insomnia? Do you stay awake at night and toss and toss and toss until the early bright? Got insomnia? Are you tired of counting sheep? Here's the way to put yourself to sleep.
How, Daddy?
Go and get beneath a coconut tree. Let a coconut fall on your head. You can have a dream the same as me, better than the dreams you have in bed. In the funnies, Mr. Tracy is the tops. Once he's on your trail, he just never stops. Oh, he's a honey with a persevering vim. If you want to be as great as him, hey, go and get beneath a coconut tree. Let a coconut fall on your head. You can have a dream the same as me, better than the dreams you have in bed. One more chorus, one more chorus. Everybody dance. Are you worried when your bills are overdue? Afraid if you don't pay, somebody's gonna sue. Are you worried? 'Cause the cost of things is high. You can kiss your worries all goodbye. Just go and get beneath a coconut tree. Let a coconut fall on your head. You can have a dream the same as me, better than the dreams you have in bed.
Little fat woman with the coconut head. Little fat woman with the coconut head. You stole my husband and you put him in your bosom. Now my husband don't want me no more. There's one thing to understand. Going up the river to the hoodoo man. Going to find out what it's all you do to make my husband man untrue. Little fat woman with the coconut head. You stole my husband and you put him in your bosom. Now my husband don't want me no more. Wash all the clothes and clean the house. Still the blossom man treats me like a louse. Want to find out what it's all about, but he run in the house and he run right out. You put him in your bosom. Now my husband don't want me no more. Been trying to catch you night and day, but you're in your shack, there you hide away. But I'm going to get you as sure as you're born, so leave my husband man alone. Oh, if I catch you, I'll kill you.
It's almost over. Relax. You can go home soon, but just wait a minute. We're not done. Started with Peter Lynn Hayes. No Mary Healy in that one, apparently. I guess not. Two-part record there. It was a 10-inch, or maybe it was a 12-inch. Could be one of the other, but two sides there. Genie, the magic record. Guaranteed to be a 78. Wacky Dust was Chick Webb and his orchestra featuring Ella Fitz. Who, Ella Fitz? Come on. 1938 from that. Harry Carey. And Yokohama Mama. We heard a couple by Harry Carey tonight. But not Harry Carey. Harry Stewart. This was Harry Stewart as Harry Carey. Yokohama Mama. My Little Gold Shack. in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yogi Jorgensen was Harry Stewart. And then we had Slim Jim and the Westerners, Drifting, Whistling Snow. That was not Harry Carey, okay, or Harry Stewart. It was Slim Jim and the Westerners. Yeah, that's somebody picked that up somewhere. Will Rogers, Talks to the Bankers. I hope they listened. I kind of doubt it. Tommy Sands after that, Switching Gears. Hep to Hootie. Hep to Hootie. That was a 78. And then Hep to Hootie, Hep to Hootie from Bing, along with, what do you mean Bing who? Come on, Bing. Yeah, that Bing. And then Louis Jordan on that. And then Bing by himself with, I don't know, Pied Pipers, Melodiers, I don't know, Swinging on a Star. And then Avocado. Andrew Sisters, they make that sound sexy. And I never thought of the Andrew Sisters as sexy. I'm going to have to think about this. Anyway, we heard the Coconut Song from Dick Two-Ton Baker. And Little Fat Woman with the Coconut Head was Chubby Newsom and her gang of guys, I guess. Don't have nothing there about that. Okay, anyway, all right, we're done now. We have a couple more here for you. Maybe a surprise, I don't know. But, yeah, we'll be back next week. Next week will mark my 13th anniversary as a podcaster here for you. So I'm planning to ignore it. So I advise you to do the same. 13 is not a lucky number. Anyway, I'll see you then.
People began to cry, saying, Lord, I'm going to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When they were building the Titanic, they said what they could do. They were going to build a ship that the water could not go through. But God with his mighty hand showed to the world it could not stand. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When they left England, they were making for the shore. The rich, they declared they would not ride with the poor. So they sent to go below, they were the first they had to go. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. The people on the ship were a long way from home. We had friends all around them, didn't know their time had come. Riding by 1600 and to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was said they were singing, "Hear my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer."